Welcome back, everybody. Joined by our head baseball coach, Mark Rizzi, for the third episode of The Rundown here at RutgersNewarkAthletics.com. Coach, a couple days before your first NJAC game, so I know you guys are getting ready for that, but I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You guys are 10-3, won 7 in a row, so starting with the positive, what have you liked so far from what you've seen out of your team, both in games and then throughout the early parts of this season?
Well, I think one of the reasons why we've been so successful is, I think, preparation. I think the whole team from top to bottom since the first day in the fall, they have done a really good job of focusing and really coming with a full effort every day of practice. And I think that has really helped us in games where maybe we fell behind early or we went ahead by a lot early in the game, that they just maintain their focus. They've worked very hard in the weight room, on the field. They've done a lot of work off the field when we weren't practicing. So I think this is right now a culmination of all their hard work. And anybody who's played a sport would realize that if there's results based on that hard work, it makes you work harder the next day. And I think that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, from my standpoint, and it's I only get to see the guys 1% of the time that you do, but just as from an overall team standpoint, just seeing the guys in the gym so consistently throughout from the first day of school this year till still through now, it's, you know, it probably makes a big difference, and it's been, you know, really impressive to see. With the positives, I'm sure there's some items that you know or you see that you want to improve. Can you talk about 1, 2, 3 things that you really want to see the team focus on moving forward?
Well, probably the most important issue we have right now, and it's not really a negative, it's just that we have a very, very good pitching staff. We have a lot of arms that have worked hard and that are good. They have good skill, good tools. The thing is that we haven't pitched out of the bullpen up to our capability. So I think it's not lack of talent, it's just that we haven't gotten the guys in the right spots yet. And we played so sporadically that we haven't been able to use guys, you know, 2 days in a row or bring guys in situations. You know, some of the games we played in Myrtle Beach were not close at the end, so it's been very hard for those guys to identify their roles. So I think that's our main concern right now. Certainly not lack of bodies or talent. It's just we need to place the guys in the right spot. We've gotten a lot better defensively. Early on, we were not good defensively, but now we made a couple of position changes, put guys in the right spot to succeed. So I think we're doing a better job, but we can improve defensively as well. And pretty much offensively, we've done very well, but strikeouts. We've told the team that since we got back, we just need to limit our strikeouts, get a little bit better making contact with two strikes instead of trying to trying to hit our pitch, with two strikes. So, and they're doing a better job. So I think those three things are very easily correctable at this point.
You guys haven't played since March 18th. I know that's been a struggle, I'm sure, on the guys mentally, physically staying sharp, et cetera. And I can only imagine I played college baseball. By the time, you know, we started playing games, you were so ready for games and so sick of practice. So I sympathize with the guys big time. But since you haven't played since March 18th, what have you been doing with the team to kind of hurdle that challenge as best you can and keep the guys sharp?
Well, we've been trying to not add anything different in practice, but try to be a little bit more innovative and maybe do BP a little bit differently, do base running a little bit different. We've been trying to lighten the mood a little bit, just trying to get them not into a routine. We don't want them in a routine right now because then it's bad when you're not playing. Baseball is not a game that focuses on practice. Once the season starts, you should be playing every day. So obviously it's a problem, and it's a problem for most teams right now. But the one thing I don't think that we have much to do about is that these guys love being with each other, the whole team. And I think that gets them through every day. They just love being together and practicing together, and they make it fun. They make it enjoyable. They work very hard, but it's not a grind for them right now. It's like look, when you're 10-3, it's better than being 3-10. So they love coming to practice. They love being with each other. They're working very hard to improve every day. And I tell them every day, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I walked around batting practice yesterday. I told every guy, don't worry about it. We're going to play another game before the year's over. So they know that it's coming up, and they've been very good with that.
You gave me a perfect segue, but coming up this weekend, you guys open your NJAC schedule. It's a grind. It's a great conference. Arguably one of the top conferences in the country. What are you looking to do this weekend? You're going to TCNJ. Yes, you're trying to win games, but talk a little bit about the games this weekend and what you're hoping to see.
The guys are very excited, and I think more than any year, probably since like 2011 when we had a really good team, the guys are vocally stating that. Like, they can't wait for Saturday to come. They love the NJAC games, the intensity, the importance of every game you play. All I want to see on Saturday or whenever we play them is to play well. That's all. If we win the games, that's great. Everybody wants to win. But I don't want to – I'm hoping not to see that 11 days or 14 days off is going to make us look stale and just rusty. I don't want that. And obviously the players don't want it either. So that's why I think they've done a good job up until now. And if we can continue that the next couple of days into the game, if we play well, we'll always have a chance to win. I think we have the talent to be very successful, but it's going to be on us. So
something I think you see in Major League Baseball is guys making, big growth from first year to second year to third year, whatever. What are some guys on your team that have shown a lot of growth so far, whether it's from freshman to sophomore year, junior to senior, whatever, a couple of guys that you've been really impressed with in terms of the improvements they've made to their game?
Well, I can list almost every player on the team, but there are some guys who have stood out. First, some returning guys that have not surprised me, but have rose to the occasion of how important they were going to be to the team. Number one is Ryan Zucker. I think Ryan worked very hard over the summer. He actually missed a lot in the fall with an injury, but he has looked fantastic. I mean, he's hit well. He's playing shortstop now. He's very steady there, and he's done a great job. And he's one of the guys who we moved his position. He's leading off now, and he is just thriving in that role. So it's not unexpected because he is a baseball player. Like, that, he's the definition of a baseball player, but he's done a great job. If we look at some of the freshmen, and also I need to get back to the returning guys, Anthony Perconti has blossomed into what I think is one of the best. He's going to end up being one of the best players in the conference this year. He can run. He plays as good of center field as I've seen. He's hits. He actually, that little kid is batting fifth for us because he just drives and runs, and I think he understands now that it because of his size, he needs a little bit more time to mature, so he hasn't had a good 2 years, and I think this is his time right now. And Anthony is a very, very good player. Newcomers, I mean, we have a lot of guys who are playing a lot. JC Ball is a fantastic talent. He's playing second base. He got many compliments from opposing coaches down in Myrtle Beach. He can play. I mean, he's a good player, and he's done a great job. But also somebody who we did not expect too much from that is doing a great job is Connor Clare from Rutherford. He came out of nowhere. I mean, he had a good high school career, but he leads our team in hitting right now, and he has very good tools as a hitter. So he's going to see a lot of playing time as we move through the schedule.
And you can say there's not, you mentioned who you wanted to mention, but are there any under the radar guys that you've been really pleased with? Maybe they haven't, and you kind of mentioned it with some of the pitchers, I think, but are there any guys that are flying under the radar that you've been really pleased with? Maybe they're not jumping out in the stats or the box score or what have you, but you've been impressed with?
Again, there's some guys that we're trying to find playing time for. Specifically, John Klimowicz, who transferred in January, very good talent, a lot of tools. Another kid who transferred in, Colin Powers, a lot of talent, catcher, really has an idea up at the plate. He does a really good job. Jeremy Slad, a catcher who's done a great job in practice, and he's going to get playing time. I mean, there's just guys that have rose to the occasion. The two that I think exceeded my expectations right now, just in how they've thrown the ball, is Lewis and Yanni. I mean, coming off from Tommy John, you have no idea what to expect. Lewis has been fantastic. I mean, he's done a great job, and Yanni's getting back because he had a little bit of a setback, but he's thrown the ball really well. So, so there's a lot of guys under the radar, but those guys, I feel I should point out.
Last question for you. Something with baseball, I don't know, and maybe it's with certain basketball gyms and whatever, but what are some of the favorite places that you've gotten to go coach at? You know, I know that everyone likes to play at home. You tend to play a little bit better at home. But what are some fields or maybe some NJAC stadiums that you love going to, or even in your other travels, some places that you go? I know I always, marvel at different ballparks and different fields and kind of how they're set up.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not any NJAC fields I like going to. I mean, it's if you talk about the atmosphere and everything, I guess Kane is nice to play at because of the field itself. But you don't really want to go on the road in the NJAC. But overall, I mean, that's one of the we want to play good teams. But one of the things I like to do is to expose the guys to really nice places to play that are like a baseball atmosphere. And I think California is second to none. We didn't go this year, but I plan on going back in the future. But those fields are beautiful and the atmosphere is great. And just places that you go, like when we went down to Fayetteville, I thought that was a classic baseball atmosphere, a minor league type stadium, four teams playing doubleheaders, teams are there before that are going to play after you, watching you. Like that's like even Myrtle Beach was like that. It's like it adds to the experience. So there's a lot of places that are great to play with that atmosphere. The atmosphere is more important than the playing conditions of the field.
Last one, actually, now. I'm a Mets fan. You're a big Mets fan. What are you expecting? I've never been, I guess, since 05, 06, 07, 08, but in the past 8 years, this is by far the most excited I've been for the Mets. What are you thinking?
Well, first of all, I was appalled and insulted the other night when I'm listening to MLB radio, and some guy on there who has a show predicted that the Mets could win 95 games or they can win 75 games. And I thought that was ridiculous, that said win 75 games. I don't know where this guy got that. So I think they're not the team that everybody wants to see win. Like, they're not a favorite pick right now. Everybody's the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Cardinals. Like, everybody has this reason. The Mets have pretty much the best pitching staff in baseball if they're all healthy. And I think when you have that, you're going to win 90-plus games. So I am very excited. And I think that everyone could talk about the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Dodgers winning the World Series, but I think the Mets could actually be under the radar a little bit during the season where no one expects them to be that good. And I think they'll do fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, and I'm excited for you guys to get back at it. You've won 7 in a row. Hopefully it continues this weekend. And best of luck to you, and thanks for the time, Coach.
Thank you very much.